We looked it all over, and I said, okay, I didn't even haggle the price. I said, sign it. 2 days later, I believe it was, I get a call from him, we have a problem. And I said, what kind of problem could we have? I mean, it's a flat piece of land. There's no house, there's no, that's flat. He says, they changed the land description. We had talked about access, okay, because Noon's Lane is what I drove on, and everybody else drove on because that's where their office was to get to this lot. And Ron Noons, during this conversation, had mentioned about he was probably going to pave it and put a cul-de-sac at the end of it. I know that I can't build a building without getting a fire permit and get a CO on it. That's never, ever going to happen, especially in the town of West Warwick. As you're reviewing the file before you give this occupancy permit, you have to make sure all the documentation is in this file. So if the building inspector goes through the file, he has to realize there's been no fire inspections. So how does the town issue you an occupancy permit? It's unheard of. It took us 2.5 years and almost $40,000 to get what the town should have known when I asked them to please correct this. I didn't ask them to intervene with Noons. I just asked them, is this verified? This is a town plan. And at the beginning, yes, it was.